Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The theft of, and we've seen it in South Africa over and over again, the concerns around the theft of donations in KwaZulu-Natal. Lindsay Hopkins, the KwaZulu-Natal Operations Manager at SA Harvest. Good morning on this cold and wintry day. How are you?
Hi there, good morning. Yeah, now I'm feeling the cold. It's freezing in Durban as well.
Oh gosh, what, you actually need a jersey now, do you?
Actually, and I've just put socks on as well. I'm actually going to close.
Wow. And you could find your jersey when you needed one, hey?
I did. It's at the top and at the back, but it's feeling a little bit old and dry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not soft anymore. So people are nothing.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just not, jerseys are not a great investment in KwaZulu-Natal. All right. So, on a serious note, the concern around donations going missing, it's probably one of the most heinous crimes, abuses of power. There's just no words for it. But give us some context here.
Yeah, look, it's been happening since forever. You know, even during COVID, we had water tanks being sent out into communities, and the councillors selling water back to their own people, even though the water being given for free. And during looting, and then again in COVID, they actually split the packs up, and eventually somebody doesn't get a can of peanut butter. They've actually got two plastic, like, freezer bags, and there's this mushed peanut butter that's been emptied into a packet, and you're like, this is not how it came. So, yes, it happens all the time with the municipality, with the guys, you know, with the councils. And especially now during the flooding, a lot of people have been displaced and put into community halls. And we won't touch community halls at all unless you go into a community hall through our vetted, trusted beneficiaries. We actually won't touch it because of the councils, yeah.
So is this organized? Or is this sort of sporadic and opportunistic?
I think sometimes it's opportunist. I'm not sure. Yeah, I've actually never thought of it like that. But, you know, there was one recently down the road here where it was all on film. It was broadcast everywhere. And the municipality had managed to pack a 4-ton truck, I think, and a bucky or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, and as they were leaving, they were stopped and blocked, and there was this whole argument. And the lady that was driving the truck, I do feel desperately sorry for her, because in a way, I don't think she knew what she was doing, but her face just went blank, and she looked at the screen and just thought, there's nothing I can say or do. But that also does stem from a place where something was just put together, and suddenly food parcels were put together, and suddenly people were serving people from that space. Whereas if it was from an organized, controlled organization such as us, or Robin Hood, or one of the other big NGOs, or Domino Foundation, we wouldn't be able to get to that stage, because you've got control measures in place and you know who's doing what, because it's our operation, you know what I mean? So from that note, I do think a lot of it stems from disorganized places, and it's just put given to the wrong people, and then that gets the wrong hands. If that makes any sense.
Is it? Yeah, it does. Is there coordination between all of these organizations?
Yes. Yeah.
Know, because it would seem, you know, that's important to do. If you guys are dealing with one area, you know, we'll do what we can here. You guys, because you can't all be everywhere.
Exactly. And this is something else that's happened there. There's become fashionable words, hotspots, that, you know, Amiati or Umtunzuma and things like that. And then suddenly 10 different organizations rock up at the same place, or individuals go, oh, that's where I'm going. And then they just go into those areas. Meanwhile, we've just been there, or we are just going there, or it's not a place to go because it's so corrupt, and we rather want to go to nearby communities, and then they're feeding into those areas. That's that one particular place, Umtunzuma, they've got no councillor in that ward because he's up for corruption. Mm. So they don't fit in anywhere, so that no other community will take them on. It's their community hall. So these people have been destitute, but then we were able to find a marquee and put them next to another community hall after making friends with the guys, and then they took them in. So it's very political down good old KZN. I think it's a country of its own.
It really does seem to be. It's certainly got its own climate,
as
we've seen over the last while. But and how involved, you talk about there not being a councillor for a particular ward, how involved is government in assisting people who need it?
Sure. How long can we sit for silence? I'm not quite sure. You know, I don't... The Solidarity Fund is coming through. It is about to come through, and I know that they're putting stuff out there. But, you know, no, not really. I'm not sure. No. They've opened up the halls, but they're not providing food for the people. And that's what I'll say there. They're relying on NGOs. We've been relied on since day dot. During the COVID times, we were feeding all the homeless shelters. There was no, we are safer cities. I mean, we were, as NGOs, you know, it was, no, nothing came in from municipality. And I do appreciate that they are stretched. They are at full capacity. We've got hundreds and thousands of people coming into cities every year. So they are stretched. They really are stretched. There are places here in Durban that haven't had earth removal equipment. So there's still bodies under the rubble. And people are just huddling around waiting for it to happen. Or you see Gorgor scratching the surface with their bare hands. And that still was happening last week. I mean, there's a real, real, real problem just all around with just municipality, you know, in total disarray. But I do feel sorry for them because they are stretched and they don't have the tools and equipment to do what they need to do.
To some extent, do you think that by the NGOs stepping in, such as yourselves, and I'm not obviously really saying that you shouldn't, but to some extent, are you an easy way out for government? Because if you're there, they don't need to do so much.
Yes, most likely, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. If we had to just turn a blind eye and walk away, then yes. So I must be honest, from SA Harborside, we focus on the children, the youngsters and the elderly, and then communities or individuals with disabilities or something that they can't go to work, and people that are on chronic medication for a clinic and need to have food before they take the medication. So we do try and block out the middle healthy population, unfortunately, but we also just don't have enough food to do that. But yeah, there have been times when we've turned away from the homeless sites and said to government, you've got to do something. These people are living in tents and they're sleeping on the floor in tents. But they just do nothing. You know, they wash their hands of them. So it's very unfortunate. And I mean, the guys on the homeless sites, we mustn't forget as well, when a big conference comes to town, the police get ordered to load them in the back of their truck. They shoot them up to some deserted area, take all their belongings off them, all their blankets, all their clothes, whatever's extra. And this includes then the IDs, bank cards, and TB medication cards, and just leave them. And then these guys finally make their way back, come to a safe space and say, I haven't had my TB medication for about 3 or 4 months because I don't have my card. I don't have money to get an ID document. I don't know where any papers are, and I don't have money to open a bank account today. And this vicious cycle keeps turning around and around. It's awful. And then people like us will turn around and go, oh, look at those people begging on the street. Why don't they get a bank account?
Wow.
And that's coming from the police, eh?
That is unbelievable. Level of corruption going down to all levels. Lindsay Hopkins, KwaZulu-Natal Operations Manager at SA Harvest, doing absolutely incredible work, really on the coalface of the horrors of what we are seeing in the country at the moment. Keep doing what you're doing.